The 2021 sports season is winding down as we take a look at the Southland tournament matchups for Northwestern. Before we get into our breakdown, a quick word from our sponsor, who does keep this free each and every episode. Really tough last week for Demon fans softball team losing out in the conference tournament. And you look at the softball team first before you get into baseball. I don't think, this is something to really stress over. It's a very young team, and I felt that it kind of maybe the moment got to them. Had unfortunate breakdowns at the wrong time against McNeese, and then, of course, had some really bad fielding to start off the elimination game. But a positive side, McNeese, they're now going to the NCAA tournament, and you take away a lot of self-inflicted wounds. There's a good chance we win that game, but a lot of really young talent. Sage Hoover in particular really just came on strong, and for a freshman, that's just amazing to watch. So softball will be really, really fun to watch in the future. Now, for the baseball team, it was a very disappointing outing, dropping 2 of 3 to UNO. With that series loss, it dropped the Demons into a fifth-place regular season finish in conference play. The Demons will now travel to McNeese for their side of the bracket and will be joined by Nichols and UNO. The biggest negative on that series loss to me isn't necessarily missing out on a conference title, but now the only way the Demons can host the championship series is if either Houston Baptist or Texas A&M Corpus Christi win the Southeastern bracket over both the Lions and UNO. And the way the conference bracket is, if you aren't aware, is you have two pods, like a regional site, which is the top two seeds, which in this case is McNeese at number one, Southeastern at number two. Then the two winners of those brackets face each other in a three-game set next weekend with the highest seed hosting. So the really tough thing, had the Demons beaten UNO at least 2 out of 3, we would have been much higher. We would have possibly finished as high as third, which gave us a much better chance to host the tournament championship. But that's not in the cards, so you have to play them as they lie right now. Before, though, the Demons will finish off the regular season slate with a trip to face LSU at Alex Box Stadium. That will be tonight, Tuesday. The Tigers of LSU are coming off of a very tough weekend after getting swept by Ole Miss at home for the first time ever. After the NSU midweek tilt, the Tigers will finish their regular season with a trip to a very talented Vanderbilt team that had swept them last year. Looking at this matchup, I expect both teams to use the Johnny Holstaff route and would be really shocked if any pitcher goes more than 2 innings. For LSU, their chances to host a regional took a very huge hit this past weekend, and they'll need a great series against Vanderbilt. Demons obviously want to rest the staff going into tourney play Thursday, and as such, I'd suspect both coaches will want a rested team come this weekend. I don't expect to see any pitcher getting maxed out on this. Despite the trip to LSU, though, all focus this week should be on the Southland tournament. By finish fifth, the Demons head back to Southland champion McNeese for their bracket. The other bracket, of course, as mentioned earlier, is at Southeastern, with the winners facing each other in a best of three. I personally like the format. I think it simulates a regional, super regional play and allows rested teams to meet each other in a title game. And by that, I mean there's sometimes you'll see where a team's fighting through a loser's bracket, or even a good team just burns their pitchers, and then they come into a championship game, and despite being very talented, they're out of arms, and they end up getting blown out or losing in a title game. This eliminates that. This means, hey, when both teams face, the best team will win, not just the team with the best pitching performance. It's a best of three. I loved it. I hope next year they keep the same format. I think it's really good. In this episode, I'm going to focus on the three other teams Northwestern will be paired with in Lake Charles. First team up is our opening opponent, Nichols State, who we will face Thursday at 1 p.m. And I believe it's a very crucial game, as the winner will get more rest than their opponent. Of course, McNeese facing UIW at 6. And battling back from a loser's bracket, which all of those are day games, the heat-wise, heat index is going to be near 100. It's going to be difficult. And if you're the Demons, you win that game, you have more rest. You'll finish your game hopefully around 4:30. By the time McNeese finishes their game, it'll be closer to 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then, of course, we get to rest until 6. So you get a little bit more rest, not a huge issue, but it'd be great to get out of that heat, force McNeese to play through in the heat. But, of course, got to take care of Nichols first. The Colonels took 2 of 3 from the Demons and Thibodeau earlier this year. In that series, the Colonels were led by starter Tyler Terrio, who pitched 8 shutout innings on Saturday against the Demons and allowing only 4 hits while striking out 5. Their Friday starter, Devin DeSandro, also pitched 6 shutout innings, did a tremendous job as well. And that gives the Colonels, I believe, 2 really good options for a Thursday starter, and it'll be interesting to see who they throw with Terrio being the better option in my opinion, but rotation-wise, traditionally have started DeSandro. Nichols saw the ball well off of both Cal Carver and Jonathan Harmon in the first 2 games. While Drayton Brown was better in his start, none of the 3 Demons pitcher could match the performance of both Terrio and DeSandro. My opinion is I suspect Coach Barbier will use the usual rotation and try and get the Demons into a good rhythm to start off the weekend. For the Demons, our best offensive weapon has been Bo Willis, who is batting .275 with 11 home runs. Jeffrey Elkins has provided good power also with 11 home runs and a .265 average. For the Demons, I'd like to see Larson Fontenot be patient at the plate, get on early, and then with his base running skills, kind of keep the Nichols pitchers off balance and allow Willis and Elkins to drive him in. If all 3 of those guys are clicking, I think our offense could be very potent. The Colonels are led offensively by Alec Paz, who is batting .307 with 8 home runs. Again, Nichols not the best hitting team, but they're a solid team, a little bit better than the Demons, I believe, offensively from a statistical standpoint. But pitching-wise has been, I think, the Colonels' strength is their starters. As I mentioned before, Terrio, DeSandro, both very, very talented. So it's going to be interesting to see how Nichols is. And being with Nichols' pitching depth, I do believe it's a game we have to win. We don't want to come from behind and have to beat them twice with some unrested arms. And that leads us to the Southland regular season champs, McNeese, who the Demons took 2 of 3 from earlier this season. McNeese offensively is led by Brad Burkell, hitting an impressive .360 with 8 home runs. Pitching-wise, McNeese has a tremendous closer in Cameron Foster, who has a 1.75 ERA. Very potent offense. They're hitting .304 as a team. And again, I think it's important for them to get them in that winner's bracket game, hopefully. And you don't want to face them come from behind with their offense. If you're facing them with a depleted staff, they have an offense that can definitely jump out and score some runs on you. And that brings us to the last team in UIW, who swept the Demons in early April. Offensively, I like Roberto Gonzalez for them. He's hitting .332 with 32 RBIs. They're a great offensive team. If you watch them across the board, they can smack the ball around. They get on base really well. They can score runs in bunches. The problem with UIW, and it's their Achilles heel, which will probably hurt them in tournament play, is UIW only has a 6.35 team ERA. One positive side for them is Carson Rollins, the Southland pitcher of the week last week, had a stellar game against A&M Corpus Christi, going 6 2/3, only giving up a run, which is his best outing. But overall, it has been a team that gives up a lot of runs. That's a team that you hope can maybe knock somebody off, pull off an upset, and then you could face them as their staff really is depleted. Our best bet, and I would say the best scenario for the Demons, would have us beat Nichols, UIW upset McNeese, and then we could take on a UIW without a great staff, and then hopefully force McNeese to burn theirs to face us back in the winner's bracket. Realistically, though, I believe it's going to be a tough game with Nichols. They've shown, unfortunately, in their weekend series, they were the better team. We're going to have to play a great game against them. And then if we can beat them, I'd say more than likely we will be facing McNeese in the winner's bracket game. McNeese baseball is very much like McNeese softball. They're very opportunistic. If you give them an opening, they're normally going to take it. And I believe, you know, for the Demons, you've got to stay in winner's bracket. McNeese, always the Cowboy faithful. You know they're going to be there out in full force. They're going to want to, you know, put a stamp on it. So you've got to shut down the crowd early, get them in a loser's bracket, and then hopefully, you know, we can face somebody in that winner's game and, you know, I'd have no problem McNeese getting knocked out before then. But it's going to be a fun weekend. Great thing about the Southland, it was such a close race, such a tough task all the way through. I believe that it's going to be just really great games up and down the lineup, both here and at Southeastern. I think any of the eight teams can win. The conference ratio that, but I think the winning team is going to be simply the team who makes the less mistakes and the team who takes the opportunities when they're given. I do thank you for listening. We'll be back next Tuesday to recap this weekend and hopefully preview a Demon Championship Series. Look forward to watching the tournament games. They will all be on ESPN Plus, so it'll be very easy to watch those. Of course, starting off Thursday at 1 o'clock. The track team will be doing what is called the Last Chance Meet. If you're not familiar with Last Chance Meets, is anyone close to qualifying for regionals in the NCAA regionals, that is, but don't have the qualifying times, can run at this meet to try and qualify for that regional meet. So it'll be fun to watch what happens on that one. Other than that, have a great week. Hope you stay safe, hydrated, and as always, Farkham Demons.